Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on Javon White. Javon just finished his senior season as a top linebacker safety for the UNLV football team. Javon, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Happy to be here.
To start, we want to talk about it. All-star game events after your collegiate career ends, NFLPA Bowl. What was that like for you, and what did you learn from the experience?
The NFLPA Bowl was a really great experience for me, just truly being around like top guys in the nation, and just being invited to the game was just a great accomplishment for myself. And really and truly, it was just a week of just really grinding. It's really tougher than a lot of people think. So, you know, getting through the week and just continue to just fight your ass off the whole week. It was a great experience.
And Javon, how do you think participating in the NFLPA Bowl is going to benefit you in the long run?
Well, it's going to benefit me really good. You know, a lot of scouts had me like really smaller than which I was. So me weighing in at 211 really opened their eyes because they thought I only weighed 195. So that helped them, and me just being able to show that I can play safety and I'm not always just like a two linebacker. So that me being truly versatile to my title has helped in the PA game with the scouts team throughout the week.
And in terms of your overall position, do you see yourself playing more safety primarily, potentially playing a hybrid type, which is seen a lot in the NFL nowadays? Have teams talked to you about what role they foresee you playing at the next level?
Oh, yeah, a lot of teams have, you know, say linebacker to safety, but some teams have even said corner. So it's just really and truly whatever defensive team I get drafted by or whoever picks me up, and whichever way they want to feel comfortable and play me, you know, I'll be perfectly fine at it. You know, I'm an athlete, so I feel like I can do anything in the back end. So, and it has shown throughout my seasons at UNLV that I can do anything.
And Javon, can you talk a little bit about the draft process so far and training, and how has your agency helped you throughout this process?
Oh, you know, the draft process right now is something I've been dreaming of my whole life. So right now it's going really well, you know, just continue to wake up every day. And it's usually the same routine, so you have to get used to that. You know, that's what makes guys get angry with the routine, because it's the same thing and it's something that you have to bite down for 2 months. And just really, if you want to really change your life. And my agency have done a great job, you know, just getting me ready for this whole draft process, you know, by interview questions, by, you know, just getting ready, marketing based off, like, trying to get my name out there for as a brand. And just continue, you know, just to get my name out there more and more in the draft world.
And in terms, Javon, when you think about it, senior year, it's your final year of collegiate football, but there's also that next level in sight. What was the agent process like for you and having to deal with that this season?
Really and truly, my agency process was a little bit hectic. I had a lot of agents, you know, hit me throughout the season. So I had to like kind of hit them through the back end, you know, just to continue to focus on the season. But once the season ended, you know, it was just, you know, trying to narrow down that right agent and figure out, you know, if this is the guy that you want to go with, you know, because when you're dealing with an agent and the agency, that you have to understand, you have to really feel comfortable with them and to understand, you know, you have to trust them because you don't know everything and the things you don't know that they know. So, you know, you have to trust them in certain situations.
And Javon, which agency did you end up signing with and what went into that decision?
I signed with a MGA sports agency based out of Vegas. And it just went in a decision that they had been wanted, like, recruited me since I was, like, a freshman at UNLV. So me just feeling comfortable with them and building a relationship throughout the years, and, you know, it just fell into, you know, this is the right thing to do.
Yeah, no, Ross and the guys, they do a great job there. And obviously putting you in the right track. We've seen the progression after the PA Bowl. And in terms of just this process in general, we see the tape, we see what you did in terms of practices and just overall field weigh-ins at the PA Bowl. But what are GMs and scouts going to be getting you in terms of a locker room guy, a guy off the field?
I'm a passionate, high intensity guy. You know, I love the game of football. So, you know, you're going to get a passionate dude every day that comes to work, that in which you know, I just love the game of football. So whoever picks me up, they're going to understand that, you know, this is my job and I'm going to take it seriously because I'm a professional.
Javen, it'd be hard not to mention the breakout season you had in 2018. Over 70 tackles, 6.5 tackles for loss, 2 QB sacks. What do you think really allowed you to have such a high level of success?
Really and truly, my defensive coordinator, Coach Skip, and my linebackers coach, you know, we had meetings every week, you know, individually with them guys, and just they really just based the defensive scheme off me, and just really this is what he felt like to win this week. So, it was just like more of the willing that they put their trust into me and the defensive scheme that he wanted to do. You know, I'll go to corner, I'll go to linebacker, I'll do all of that. So me just being versatile and putting me in the right position, you know, I'm an athlete, I'm going to make plays. So it was just about, you know, me capitalizing on the positions I was in.
And in terms of your overall feel for UNLV, what was the culture like there?
You know, the culture, it was a growing culture. You know, we didn't win a lot of games at UNLV, but it was more of, you know, I think it was something that, the people need to understand that it's hard to change a culture. So when you're in a team like that, it's all about keeping the right mindset. So, you know, some people didn't have a good mindset, but it's all about just, you know, me becoming the leader that I became and just trying to continue the guys to fight every day and to understand, you know, everything's not going to always go the way you want. So you just got to continue to grind and you just got to fight your way.
And Javen, that same year that you had your breakout season, you recorded 4 forced fumbles. Is there anything that you do that really allows you to strip the ball so easily out of players' hands?
Really and truly, man, it's just like backyard football, really and truly. Just being at the park, you know, being a kid and you're just trying to get the ball, you know. You're playing that natural game of, you know, whoever got the ball, you got to get it. And that's what I usually do. I think about it. I'm just in the backyard playing football and just football is a game that I love, and I just truly just go out there and just play with the passion that I have for it.
Yeah, playing with that passion and just fun for the game. We saw with your fantastic performance against Ohio State. What was it like, just in particular, that one play, getting that pick 6 against them?
Really and truly, man, that really took my career to, like, an uprising. It gave my name a great burst out there in the NCAA community and really in the NFL, and really just, well, plays like that, you don't second guess, or you just don't really, you know, take for granted. And that's one of my best plays I had in college. In college.
And Javen, what was it like in high school playing under Coach Michael Peters? And can you talk a little bit about your high school career and what went into your decision to choose UNLV?
My high school career was really good. You know, like you said, I played under Michael Peters, who his son is Marcus Peters, the Pro Bowler. And really and truly, you know, we play a different type of football out there in West Oakland. It's a really grind, you know. It's just real physical football out there. We know Coach Peters is a real disciplined guy, you know, and so he had a tight leash on everybody, and he just let athletes be athletes, and athletes are going to make plays regardless. But it's the discipline aspect that he really tried to install in our brain. And coming in the UNLV, Coach Peters and Coach Sanchez played JUCO ball together, so they had a pipeline together. They knew each other. And Coach Peters said that UNLV would be a great fit for me, and he felt like I could help change the program, and I felt like I did that in some way.
And in terms of playing time, like, going into UNLV, did you expect to play a lot early on? What were your expectations? Do you feel that was it a little bit shocking, thrusted into the lineup, or what were you expecting coming in there?
I'm really and truly, yeah, I expected to play as soon as I got here, but really and truly, I wasn't ready either. I was a young kid, you know, I didn't really understand the playbook that much, and I should have waited a little more than I should when I came in. And it was all about, you know, my redshirt year, I think, was a great experience. And I really enjoyed my redshirt year. I'm great. So one of the things that I take away from my redshirt year is probably just me actually just enjoying it and seeing the process on the outside. I saw guys make mistakes that you know, I learned from. And it was just one of those things that, you know, people take away from now and these days that redshirting is a bad thing. Now, redshirting is something some people just need more time than others.
And, Javen, while doing research, I found out that Marcus Peters attended the same high school as you. Is knowing that an NFL player, a very successful NFL player, went through the same high school program that you did, does that give you any motivation, and does that make you realize that you actually have a shot at playing in the NFL?
Of course it does. You know, when Marcus, you know, was dismissed from Washington, he was at our practices every day. So me just being around somebody who's going to be a first round pick, it just helped my game and just understanding his mental and the grind he had for the love of the game. And, you know, that's why he's a Pro Bowler now.
No, Marcus, obviously has had an incredible career. Hoping you followed in those same footsteps. And when you look at special teams aspect of things, you have that background. How important is it for the next level to be able to play not only defense, but also contribute in the special teams area?
It's one of those things that they say, you know, you won't make it in the NFL if you don't know how to play special teams. And I think that's one thing that I know I can play special teams very well. So I think I'm, like I said, I feel like I'm going to be a great attribute to a team, whoever picks me up, and I'm going to be able to do so much things for them that, you know, I'm a DC and I'm a special teams coordinator dream.
And Javen, having strong relationships with your teammates is very vital to the success of the team. Can you take me through your relationships with the different players on the defense that you had this past season?
I just had to start learning everybody. You know, a lot of people didn't have a lot of confidence in their coach. So I think that's one thing that I embrace on trying to help everybody to have their own confidence, you know, to be confident about, you know, when you step on a football field, it doesn't matter. It's just football, you know, don't overthink anything. As long as you know your assignment, the plays will come and everything else will just flow naturally. And I think that's one thing that when I started understanding my players more or my teammates, it was just, you know, some people don't understand the game of football the way I did. So it was just about that extra time of, you know, trying to help them on, you know, trying to maybe learn the playbook a little bit different the way I learned it, so maybe they could catch it faster.
And Javen, in terms of your progression, how did your off-season training and study habits change as you got more experience and moved along more throughout your collegiate career?
I just took the off-season seriously. You know, I knew the off-season would set you forward than any other things you could do. So my off-seasons were really serious. You know, I tried to gain weight throughout my off-seasons, my regimen. I worked out every day, maybe twice a day, especially in the summers. I didn't really go home during the summer, so I stayed out here. And I actually, at the facility I'm at now for the NFL Combine, I trained out in off-season. So I developed a relationship with them. So I learned their process early, and they learned my body. So, you know, I grew so much during the offseason. So when I went in the season, I was in shape and I felt the best I've ever felt.
Javen, and realizing that you're going to be a starter is a very special moment. For you, what was that feeling like when you found out that you were being named a full-time starter?
It was probably just long overdue whenever I did become a starter. You know, I was ready for it and I just took it as a, you know, that it was, my opportunity has come, and, you know, I'm ready for it.
And Javen, we see you're at the point training for, you just did the All-Star event, training for the pro day process, this idea of trying to get there. But it's sunk in that you have a chance to actually sign an NFL contract, something that's a dream of most everyone who plays the sport of football?
No, it really hasn't sunk in because I set high standards for myself. So, you know, just being right here is just good enough. I think it'll settle in when I actually sign my contract to wherever I go, and just to be a part of that program and being able to, you know, beat the statistics. You know, I beat statistics my whole life. So being able just to be one more statistic is really going to be able to a happy moment for me.
And Javen, is there a player currently in the NFL that you emulate your game after, or you feel you play similar to?
Probably Derwin James and Jalen Ramsey. I feel like Derwin James does a great thing about being versatile. He can play safety. He can be in the box. He does a great job of just doing exactly what his defensive coordinator needs him to do. And I think on Jalen Ramsey's point is just being confident in his game. And, you know, you can talk as long as you walk the walk. And I feel like he does a great thing of doing both.
Those are definitely two guys that you'd want to play like. Both are going to be Pro Bowlers for probably the rest of their career. And in addition to that, if you could be trained by one player, a hypothetical question, currently in the NFL or even retired, who would it be and why?
I think it would be Ed Reed. You know, he's a retired Hall of Famer, and I think he set a different standard on the game. You know, he did everything everybody needed him. He played specialties. He played defense. You know, he was one of the best players that ever come through NFL. And I think me just learning and being able to pick his brain would help me tremendously for the next few years I have to come.
And Javen, for our last question, for any rising high school football player, what is one piece of advice you would give to them?
To be honest, just to be confident in yourself. If you know you're better than a lot of people, then you just got to show and you got to work for it. And don't ever let somebody say that, you know, you're not that good, you're not this and that. And just always be yourself. You know who you are as a football player. You know who you are as a person. So just stick to yourself.
That was Javen White, formerly with the UNLV football team. We really appreciate your time. Good luck this whole entire draft process. We're rooting for you.
All right, I appreciate you guys for having me.